Thanks for switching on the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast. Switch your home loan to MeBank and you could save with their lowest ever variable home loan rate. Check it out at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.
A little more of the best bits with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing the best bits this afternoon. Every week on a Tuesday, we do the quiz from the newspaper, and we weren't going to let the fact that we're in Bologna stop us from doing it. In fact, to be honest with you, it's actually one of the best results we've ever had.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Last week was the British edition. We were going to do the...
We can do the Italian edition.
Well, we discussed this at lunch yesterday. My Italian accent ain't great, but I will give it a go.
Okay.
Give us... sorry, that's Addie. She's joining in as well.
Yep.
Give us something. Give us a bit of Italian.
Well, when I think of Italian, I think of... Well, you're the person I think of, and that goes Indian. So then I try to think of...
Just give us the question.
Right.
Okay. Should we start? Okay.
All right. Numero uno.
Here we go.
Which team won the 2019 FA Cup final? is that Italian?
Yeah, it was great.
Pretty good.
FA Cup. Who was it?
Manchester City.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Manchester City.
Is that not the Premier League?
I know they won the FA Cup final.
Oh, as well.
Yes.
Bang.
And they won the Premier League.
Okay. What's good? Bene?
Bene.
Molto bene.
Molto bene.
Molto bene.
Question due. Uno, due. Is that French?
Uno, due.
Due. Taiwan. Oh, God, Taiwan.
Just say Taiwan.
Taiwan is officially known as the Republic of what? Taiwan.
Republic China?
And it would be.
Is that?
Oh, yeah, it would be.
Okay. It would be.
See?
It would be. See? A lady. Ha!
All right. With a baby. Question number three.
Addie has contributed nothing, by the
Three.
Way.
Three. Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Stars as which character
in
the TV sitcom Modern Family?
I don't know.
He's the redheaded guy.
Oh, Mitchell.
Mitchell? Yeah.
Good.
He's so lovely.
Question four. Which former Prime Minister was the number one ticket holder for the Sydney Swans in 1982?
1982.
Would it be Bob Hawke?
I feel like Hawke is later.
82.
But also, it could have been a former Prime Minister at the time.
I feel like he's just died. Maybe that's why they're talking about it.
Sure. Let's lock it in.
Okay. Question number five. Who created the children's character Lockie Leonard?
Lockie Leonard. I did that at school.
Same, but I didn't read it.
Lockie Leonard. It was Australian author, isn't it? Isn't Lockie Leonard Australian?
Sure. Tim Minchin? No.
No. Lockie Leonard. I can't remember.
I don't know.
No.
AJ Leggett? They just always have names like that.
No, it's not AJ Leggett.
Oh, K.S. Fitzpatrick?
No.
Oh, J.L. Smooth?
Stop.
No?
No idea?
No.
I don't like talking AJ Leggett.
Addie's over.
Let's lock someone in.
J.J. Abrahams.
Great. That's question number one. Who won the 2019 FA Cup final?
Mm-hmm.
It was Manchester City.
Woo!
Taiwan is officially known as the Republic of China.
Thank you.
Two from two.
Hey,
Jesse Tyler Ferguson is Mitchell Pritchett.
Oh, my gosh.
Are we on three?
Imagine if we got three from five three. While we're in Italy. Oh, we can't because we didn't know that last one.
Which former Prime Minister was the number one ticket holder for Sydney Swans in 82? Bob Hawke.
Dang.
Oh, God, I'm on fire. I need to do the paper quiz from Italy every week.
All right.
Abrahams. Is locked in.
Oh, I wish I knew this.
So question five
Maybe
was,
we do, guys.
Who created the children's character Lockie Leonard?
Yeah.
Oh, we could still do
Who did you say, Abbott, Tommy?
J.J. Abrahams, J.L. Smith.
What was your first answer that you said was completely wrong?
A something Taggart.
Tim.
Oh, you said Tim Minchin.
I said Tim Winton.
Tim Winton was correct.
Happens in the quiz.
God.
You always dismiss my
we
answers as they're the stupid guy answers in the corner. And then if you just acknowledge that maybe I had an answer.
My God, that counts, doesn't it? You
no.
knew. The rest
Four.
Were made up names. That
no.
was the only
Five.
Author's
Five.
Actual name.
I would have known if you'd had some faith in me.
Hold
but
on,
you guys
you
went,
didn't even
ha-ha.
Have faith
that
in you.
That was the
no.
only author's name you mentioned.
Yeah.
All the other people were made up. So I
no,
think
No, J.J. Abrahams is someone.
No, isn't that a singer?
F. Scott Fitzgerald is someone.
Shout out to JJ.
Fitzgerald, that's a singer, like a soul singer.
F. Scott Fitzgerald was great.
You want us to finish, Eddie? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
Eddie's had enough.
4 for 5.
We hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.
Back in May, we travelled to London and Italy, of course, on our That's a Spicy Meatball tour. And along for the ride was all of Carrie's family. Her 11-year-old son, Ollie, he was there. He was also keeping a diary of the trip.
Ollie, how are you?
Good.
Good. How are you enjoying Italy?
It's a lot more hotter than I expected.
Yes. Isn't it heaps better than London?
Yes. Everyone's not so grumpy as London.
Now, Ol, you had some words in your diary about me, which I can say are nothing short of scandalous, and you tore me to pieces.
And accurate.
Okay, I wasn't going to say that, but I would like to think that you've been equally scathing of everybody.
Should we remind people what Ollie said about you?
Ollie, what did you say about me? We had a night out on a bus restaurant. It was you, me, Carrie, Walks, and then it was two of your uncles.
Yes.
And, oh, sorry.
Your grandfather and uncle.
I forgot how family works for a second.
And it's not his uncle. It's great uncle. Anyway, don't worry about the details, mate.
No, oh, that's going to be the next diary entry. Tommy doesn't understand families.
You got really drunk and Ollie finished the night by saying to me that he wanted to catch a separate cab home. And when we read his diary entry the next day, what did you say about Tommy?
But at the end of the dinner, Tommy got drunk and I had to seek protection.
Oh, did you really want to catch an extra cab? I thought we were having fun.
You dived into the cab.
Yeah, but was it funny, a funny dive?
No, because, like, then you just sat in the corner.
What do you mean, of the cab?
Yeah.
Being fun, though? Just, like,
no,
sitting in the corner
no,
being fun?
You looked lonely.
That's it. That's
the
a
first
kid
time.
Seeing into my soul right there. So, I make sure I'm not the only one being mentioned,
mm-hmm.
Do you have any other, because you've been journaling every day, because, of course, you're away from school at the moment,
yes.
So I've been getting you to keep a journal.
Yeah, Mum has.
Yeah, Mum
not
has.
Not school. I couched it as school required it. It's just me.
Do you have any other bits that we can read from your diary?
Many, one from each day.
Oh, okay. Can you give us...
we don't probably have enough breaks for one for each day.
We've been away for a while.
Just the highlights, Ol.
Oh, okay. This is a really funny one.
On what day?
So this is when we're in Doha, like interchanging flights.
Which your mum called Abu Dhabi and...
So when we get to the gate, Evie drops on the floor and says, I'm hungry. So a Japanese tourist comes and gives her his croissant.
Oh, my gosh. Was she crying?
Yes.
Because we've learned.
Yeah, she has meltdown.
You passed the superpowers down.
Yeah. Oh, yes, crying on cue. Even my daughter can do it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Is there any more? Have you got any about Mum being drunk or anything?
No.
Mum gets drunk, mate. It's you that gets drunk.
Mum gets drunk. Any scandalous ones about anyone else?
Yeah.
Yeah, give
Chris?
Us one. Yeah, great. Give us one about Chris.
After we catch a cab to Chris's old pub that he used to work at, and there was a lady who still worked there, but she did not recognise Chris because he had changed his hair.
Yeah,
and 20 years ago.
20 years.
Pretty scathing.
Yeah, that's
almost
pretty
as
good.
Bad as your entries. Or not.
Hey, Ollie, are you going to write any nice ones about me in the future, do you think?
Never.
Oh, come on. What about tonight? Okay. You know
do you
how
have any more Tommy entries?
Oh, yes. But this one's not written in, but I remember it.
Yeah.
So
now he's just taken to the stage.
Great. He's improving now. Awesome. Yeah.
I haven't written this in my journal because mm-hmm. I didn't get time yet.
Okay.
At the cricket,
yes.
You ate a night pill instead of the day pill.
Okay.
What does that even mean? Why are you having pills with my son at the cricket?
Okay. Let's go to a song.
What's happening?
That's whatever we're doing now.
No, I Buzzy. Think I need to understand what's going
okay,
on.
Okay. Buzz, hit me. Okay. We're gone. Good stuff, Ol. Keep journaling. It's real good for kids.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.
Across the country, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, the best bits of 2019. We were in London not too long ago for our That's a Spicy Meatball tour, and the guys decided they wanted to give each other different sorts of experiences. Now, yesterday you would have heard Tommy blindfolded, stripped, dropped in the middle of the London naked bike ride. You can see that, and I know you're going to want to see it at Carrie Tommy Show on our socials. Give it some more love. Today we're going to relive the moment, though, that Carrie had where she was blindfolded and led into a pub in London. We pick up the action with Tommy explaining this to the crowd at the local improv night.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. It's so lovely to see you all here tonight. Thank you so much for having us. My name's Tommy. I do a radio show in Australia, and we've brought a bunch of listeners out here to the UK. And my co-host, she's very excited. She wanted to perform on the West End. Now, I don't know if you guys know about... I don't know if you guys know about performing on the West End, but it's hard to book a spot late notice. So we thought we'd bring her here, but she's been blindfolded. She's got noise-cancelling headphones on. So she knows nothing of what is going on at the moment. So what I'm about to do...
What I'm about to
introduce her, and if you can please go wild, and then we can watch the car crash unfold. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to the stage, Carrie Bickmore!
Do I have a safety word?
There's always a safety word. Help is fine.
Is this AA? Where are we?
Welcome. My name is Steph.
Oh,
it's
hi,
very,
Steph.
Very nice to meet you. And you are at a Duck Duck Goose improv show. And you and me
good.
Are about to do an improvisation scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. What
are
we going to do?
It?
Sure. I mean,
okay.
I don't have a choice, I don't think.
We're just going to... You're going to be absolutely fine. Please, may we have a word?
Bus stop.
Bus stop.
Yeah. Well, I just start acting just, like I'm just waiting at the
yeah.
bus stop.
Yeah,
good.
Fine.
Okay.
Absolutely fine. Do you mind if I sit down?
I mean, if you have to.
I mean, I don't have to. I could just stand.
Yeah.
I could just totally stand.
I've got a phobia of people. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Been ever since I was a little kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just always a lot of people in my house.
Kind of made you feel a bit like, just leave me alone.
Just leave my space. It just made me like my personal space, yeah. That's why I like catching the bus.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Where there's lots of people
no,
sometimes.
I choose late at night, kind of just, like now,
oh,
so
now.
That there's no
yeah,
one on
yeah,
the bus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plus.
What do you do? I like talking to people. I just don't
really?
Like having you near me.
Is this okay?
Yeah,
is this
good.
Far?
Just keep your distance. Yeah,
yeah,
it's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just work a night shift in the factory over there.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
What's the factory make?
Tinned food.
Heinz.
It's not Heinz.
No.
No, it's kind of off-brand.
Right.
Off-brand. Yeah.
Do you have any of that food? I'm pretty hungry.
Oh. Oh, I'm really sorry. I mean, I do have a sandwich. I kind of,
I like the tinned stuff more.
Really? Well, if you're ever in the supermarket, Johnson's hot dogs. There you go.
Okay,
you can't
good.
Beat them.
Great.
That's it.
So the bus is here.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's...
I mean, you're welcome to join.
I mean, I am going to be getting on the bus
sure.
as well.
Just don't sit near me.
So,
I mean, don't make me do all the work.
I was about to ask you, so what do you do?
I'm a mechanic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just tinker with cars
cool.
at night.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's my hobby.
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, nice. I dug this hole myself, didn't I?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's totally fair.
Maybe we could go for a drink sometime.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Yeah. We're going to have to maintain this, though.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be a bit weird if I got close to you at all.
That won't be happening.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, she had absolutely no idea what's going on. Please go one more time, Carrie Bickmore!
Really great stuff. Mate.
I've
How
never
did you
been
feel?
Happier for it to end. A couple
what
of times
mean?
I
you
kept saying
to be on
things
the West
like,
end.
Oh, the bus is here, thinking, does this mean it ends? And I realised it didn't end.
Well, the bus is here.
It was actually quite, on a serious note, it was quite a... What's it like? You
liberating,
feel
no, vulnerable.
You feel very vulnerable. It's right. like you're baring your soul because you don't know what's happening. You know there's a pressure on you to make sure it's either funny or sad or entertaining
yes.
or something. You can see the people's faces as they're not finding it funny, which is hard. I mean, I know now what it must be like for you.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.
Carrie, she's been teasing Tommy that she left her bra in someone's car and that someone finally joined us to talk about why.
Tell you what, we've heard a lot about Bickers and her swinging ways over this show over the years, but it's never come quite to the head like today, your bra ending up in someone's car.
I mean, I feel like this wasn't the forum through which I was going to do this, but I brought the person in because I feel like it might be time to come clean, Mr. Pete Hellier, about you and I.
Afternoon, guys. Yeah, this wasn't the way. Obviously about to celebrate our 10th anniversary on the project, and we've saved the biggest bombshell until right on the eve of our big celebration.
Yep. But, we are together.
What was really weird?
So I know nothing. I know. Okay. All I know is that there was a bra... Carrie's brother ended up in.
Carrie, I'm assuming your car. Just said. Occasionally, this will happen where she said, "Can you? You left your keys somewhere. You left your key. I don't know.
I mean, that's what I say.
So, yeah, that's what I say. It's all adding up now. All the pieces are slowly just starting to slide into each other. But I
wow, pieces sliding into each other.
all the pieces. And she asked for a lift home. I said, "Sure.
We live near each other.
Yes.
And I did. I couldn't find my keys.
And I said, "Sure." And then we chatted on the way home. Actually, got really awkward to begin with, actually, because she jumped in the car and I was listening to Rachel Corbett's wonderful podcast.
Yes.
You Gotta Start Somewhere. Highly recommended.
Whose episode? Who was the guest?
Carrie Bickmore.
Yes, great. Just
jumped in. There's my voice in there. Why are you listening to me?
So that was a little bit awkward on me.
But you know when you're having an affair and you miss the person when you're away from them, you just got to hear their voice.
She's been away having babies. It's just been tough. It's been tough on me.
It's not your baby. Point
well,
out.
Well, walk's calling. And then... We chat. We're at the front of our house having a chat, necking, obviously.
Yes.
And my wife rings. It's a little bit awkward. I say, yeah, I forgot to tell her that I'll bring Carrie home.
Car phone.
I said, Carrie's here straight away. Just like, don't bag her out. And then we finish up. It wasn't until this morning that I jumped in my car and I realised.
Were you with the kids when you jumped in?
No, I was by myself. The kids don't know. They obviously.
Well,
kids,
they do
if
now.
You're listening. Wow. But and there was a dress, and I saw a Victoria's Secret label. Oh, so I haven't touched it.
Hang on.
Gather it yourself.
What do you mean?
There was a bra.
You haven't touched it. It's not like it's.
No, but it's been on your boob.
Hang on. Has it been on your boob?
My bra has been on my boob.
Oh, my God.
How do you wear your bra?
Oh, my God.
So
I was going to get a stick and kind of like bring it on the stick.
Okay, so you've got a boob rag in your car.
I've got a boob rag
in my bra
car.
And dress in
but
Pete's
why?
Car.
But why? So
I can't even remember her taking the bra off in my car, to be honest.
I did not take it off in your car.
I've had lifts from people all the time. Never once have I left my jocks in there.
It's the first time it's happened to me.
Why? How?
Okay, so we after the show last night, because I wanted a lift home with Pete, I didn't want to keep him waiting, so I kept my show clothes on.
Yes.
And went into my dressing room and just grabbed my clothes from earlier in the day, which was a dress and a bra. And then when I got in Pete's car, I just put it on the ground.
Do you take your bra off for the project?
Sometimes I go braless. I just like to mix things up, you know, keep it interesting.
I'll be checking the dashboard vision I have in my car when I get
sometimes
home.
I wear different bras depending on the outfit.
So you just grab
very
stuff
boring.
And then you just put it in the car?
In the car. And then I got
but
out of the car.
You took everything else except a bra.
But do you know why I rushed out of the car, funnily enough?
Because your nipples were freezing because you had no bra on.
No, because when Bridge called, I actually detected a hint of irritation that you'd taken so long to get home. And I don't know if that's accurate or not, Peter.
No, I don't think it was accurate. That wasn't accurate.
But it was that tone. You know when you feel like you're listening to a couple's conversation that you shouldn't be in? And she was like, where are you? And he was like, I'm with Carrie. And she's like, yep, good. And then there was a pause and she was like, well, I got to take Liam to, he's still waiting. And then I was like, okay, I shouldn't be here.
There was a greeting. There was a hi and, you know, a few laughs. So, but then Chris rang.
And then my partner rang. And then it just all got awkward.
It felt like we were totally busted.
I'm not an expert on this, but I find generally with affairs, the married spouse doesn't like it.
No, I think we're finding that out.
No, and we've also learned not to just park outside my house for our chats and our canoodling.
For our chats, chats.
Too obvious, mate.
I had no idea you're taking your bra off. Otherwise, I would have taken the jocks off as well.
Just one hand, a swip, rip.
Just rip them off.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's so many undies like that.
I woke up this morning to a picture of my bra and dress and a note that said, happy 10th anniversary.
So has it been returned? Have you returned the boob rag?
No, Carrie can collect that tonight.
Oh,
well,
wow.
You know. Well,
this is the
well,
old, yeah,
when I we mean, catch up. I mean, if I have to come in to collect my bra, it's fine.
You're all caught up with Carrie and Tommy. So now's the time to think about breaking free from your home loan and planning your great escape to MeBank. See how much you could save with their lowest ever variable rate at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.